Hello today, and it's Happy Uri Day. You are listening to The King's Kitten, and I am your host, KJ. And yeah, I think my other intro went a little better than that one, but it's where I'm at. Hopefully everyone's day is starting out well, or ending well. I guess it depends on where you're at, or when you're listening to this. Anyway, my morning is going a lot better than yesterday. I just sat in the shower and ate ice cream. So today, I'm not doing that. Today's starting out a little smoother. Am I talking fast? Why is my mouth so dry? Probably not the healthiest thing to do is to sit in the shower and eat ice cream. I wasn't crying or anything. Let's not get just where I was at. Few notes I do want to put out there. Eating ice cream out of a cup is definitely recommended because then you get to just easily drink all the melted bit at the bottom of your ice cream. And then I was wondering, you know, it's one of the best things about eating ice cream with cake is because then your cake gets like that ice creamy juice in it when you scoop it up and eat it. I feel like I'm talking so fast. It's been not even 2 minutes and I feel like I've said a lot of words. Cake, ice cream, right. But then I realized, I don't know if that's common practice. Do other countries put ice cream with cake? Cake is a normal thing for other countries to say. Oh gosh, hold on. Google to the rescue. Do other countries celebrate birthdays with cake? All right. Seaweed soup. Number one is in South Korea. Let's find eight unexpected ways different countries celebrate birthdays. This is from Spoon University. Number one, South Korea, seaweed soup. Russia, you get a personalized pie. China, longevity noodles. Australia, fairy bread. Netherlands, hot teas and pancakes. I don't know if it's tarty. It's T-A-A-R-I. And I would assume tart teas would only have one. I don't know how would I pronounce that. But tarties is what I'm going to call it. And pancakes. Sweden princess cake. Sounds just like cake. But this says marzipan. And lots of whipped cream. All right. Ghana is Oto. This West African nation is known for the satisfying palates of the spicy and soulful. Odo is a mash made of Ghanaian yam and eggs. I mean, it looks delicious in the photo. I wish I could show you all, but I'm video shy. Mexico. I'm not gonna be able to pronounce this correctly. Oh, I'm gonna see how, maybe Google can help me. It's A-R-R-O-Z con leche. That one I know, right? I know leche. Pronunciation. Oh, here we go, perfect. There's a whole video.
Arroz con leche.
I don't think I can roll my R like that.
Arroz con leche.
Arroz con leche. Sorry if I butcher that. Say you're white without saying you're white. Well, there you go. So that's a thing. Okay, well. Even if it's not your birthday, you should try cake with ice cream. Because who doesn't like overindulgence and delicious things? Besides, like, everybody does. I mean, you do in that moment, and then afterwards you hate yourself. That's a little different, but I did. Well, I was successful, and so I'm trying to fast track this whole data analytics thing, so I can be like a junior analyst. She speaks. A junior analyst. There we go. And I managed to do like a whole month in like 2 days, like a month of work in 2 days. However, how much of that I have, I must have absorbed something because I still passed all the quizzes. Although twice I had to look up an answer and then I found the answer and then my dumbass still went back and clicked the wrong answer. And so like, when I submit it, and then it's like, mind you, some of these quizzes are only like 4 questions. So if you miss one, you fail, you have to retake it. So I feel like I'm talking, so I'm like out of breath. So I would submit it, like, cool, fam, I'm done. And then it's like, yo, you fucking failed. And I'd go back, and it'd be the question that I look up, and I'm like, why did I click that? That's not what I clicked. That's like, no, I know it's obviously not the answer because I looked it up, but regardless, retook it, problem solved, passed, yada yada yada. But I did apply for another job. I'm trying to do at least like one a day, but I feel like I've done so many that now I'll see if I find like a job and then it'll turn out like I already applied for it. Like, god damn. So yeah, so that's just where I'm at. Same old shit. I have a Twitter. If you wanna find me on Twitter, it's I'm under The King's Kitten. You can come find me. I made a TikTok. Cause now I'm young and cool. So now you can see my beautifully done abstract paintings. Beautiful perspective. Which, the thing I love and hate about abstract art is that my daughter can paint something and obviously it will be very abstract and somehow it's incredible and amazing. But then some, and it's just all about perspective. Maybe I'm biased because she's my kid, and so I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing. But let me tell you what, this whole train of process has been a train wreck. Let's abandon that. We'll just abandon that. And then what we will say, what I will note, what we will say, me and the cat, we're here together. I can't draw realistic things at all. I don't understand the concept of looking at something and then be able to translate that on paper. So if you have that talent, awesome, good for you. I mean, it's honestly incredible what people can like actually make with their hands. I can't. I'm a stick figure kind of person, a side profile animal of general shape drawer. So yeah, that's the extent of my artistic abilities. Because obviously that's all information you all were eager and dire to know, so now you know that. You're welcome. Also, that article was from Spoon University, which reminds me, I just learned about the spoon theory for people who have some shade of disability, which if you're in America, we have like this sign, this form that anytime you like apply for a place, yes, you're very pretty. And like it talks about, you know, if you have a disability, you like you want to answer that you do, or you or know that you don't, or you prefer not to answer. I had no idea slipped in there, right? Because normally, I'll admit, when I think disability, I think of, you know, someone who may be, you know, like my sister, who's actually mentally challenged and has like a learning issues and communication problems and speaking and stuff like that, and like her mindset. Or, you know, like a physical disability, like you don't have an arm, or you're blind or deaf or something to that degree. And this one's going somewhere. Oh, yeah. I had no idea that depression and anxiety were on there. So now I have to put, I don't wish to answer. I understand that information doesn't go technically to the word, it's left over from some policy crap that was made like forever ago. But if you're in America, just so you know, if you're an American and you're depressed, you have a disability. Congratulations, go you. Back to lady. So it was this blind lady. It was on a YouTube short. Her name's Lucy Edwards. And she's fully blind, but she explained the spoon theory is basically like you start out the day, every day you start out with like 10 spoons, and like certain activities take certain amount of spoons, but you know, not every day is the same, so like different expenditures takes out of different, like how many spoons it cost. I don't know why they chose spoons. I mean, it could be anything, but that's what she was talking about. And so, but it really makes sense because, you know, some days are less exhausting. Like, I'm able to do more because it takes, I guess, less spoons. I poorly explained this. My recommendation to you, if you're curious. Google, you should just hire me. I promote you so much. You and DuckDuckGo. When I'm a junior, I always want to say analyst. An analyst. Analysis. Analyst. I'm never gonna get hired because I can't even fucking pronounce the job right. Also, speaking of which, I mark all my stuff as explicit. And I understand I'm not necessarily talking about, like, lewd or raunchy things. Not to say that that won't happen later in the future. But because I cuss, like, I mark them. I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to do or not. There we go. Healthline. What? This person says, I'm a spoonie. Here's what I wish new people knew about. Okay. Identify with the spoon. I don't understand. Managing life is, it doesn't break it down. It goes on into like this person's life story. It's not quite where, it wasn't until I graduated that I found a way to explain my fatigue better. It's when I found out about spoon theory. Let's see, what's spoon theory? See, but then it's like, what's spoon theory? Spoon theory, a personal story by, is among many people with chronic illness, perfectly describes the idea of limited energy using spoons as a unit of energy. Okay, well that didn't help. Google didn't help me. Well, okay, Healthline didn't help me. Google didn't help me because they didn't, no, I guess they did. I mean, technically it did its job. Thank you, Google. Speaking of things that I couldn't find out. So I was trying to figure out, what percentage of, like, in other countries, what percentage of the population deals with, like, how many of, what percent of the population is, like, transgender? I couldn't find a direct thing. I'm not trying to belittle anybody who may be transgender. I'm not trying to take away from anything of those types of things. I was just curious because I know they did a study a while back, at least here in America, that there were a lot of children who were being diagnosed with ADHD. But then after further studies, they found out that it has to do with these children missing like large amounts of key nutrients that they needed to develop and function properly. So it seemed like they had ADHD, but really they would just have a form of malnourishment, even if they were overweight. I mean, that's a big thing in America, is that even though we're obese, a lot of us are malnourished. But I was just curious, you know, that shows an impact on what your diet has as far as your mental state. And I guess I was just curious to know if in America we had a higher rate of transgenderism. I don't know if that's a proper term. But I was just curious to know if there was a correlation, you know, if we had a larger number. You know, mind you, here in America, our FDA has different food restrictions and regulations than other countries. And so I was just curious if other countries potentially had less cases. And I was trying to see if there was potentially a correlation between that and, you know, maybe just our diet here and like the chemicals or whatever can be found in our food. However, I couldn't find a direct answer because, you know, it just groups in. You just find out a lot of information about like lesbians and gay people. And not necessarily direct percentages like of a breakdown, and certainly not by, you know, country or region. So I was kind of let down on that. Again, I'm not trying to like say, you know, oh, you believe I'm not trying to say like you don't feel the way you do because it's like you didn't, you know, you're lacking B12 and 6 or something. That's not what I'm trying to state at all. I just, you know, but I am just curious because it's not that those types of things haven't mimicked mental illness before and in the past. So, you know, it's really frustrating because you want to be able to promote, I mean, at least here, I feel like I don't want to be like exclusive to other people in the world, especially since according to, my little analytics page for my podcast that I do have several of you or a few of you. I really don't know how many people actually listen to this in other parts of the world. So I really don't want to just seem like I'm being like inclusive, but I'm an American. So fuck, what was I talking about? But it becomes difficult. Oh, yeah. But it becomes, look, I paused it and then I remembered what I was saying, and then I immediately started talking as if I didn't. Anyway, oh, shit. No, I remember. Fuck. I shouldn't. I interrupted my own self. Oh, but here in America, you know, we have issues with like opioids and over prescribing things, and it's hard because I would hate there to be a larger focus on mental health, which only increase the amount of drugs, you know, given to people. You know, I wonder how many people are malnourished and overweight and think that they're suffering with like this severe depression when it's like their physical state that's really affecting them more than just, I just wonder how many issues can be resolved. I just, you know, as you can tell, communication is definitely one of my highlights. What sucks is my brain already feels fried. There's no reason for this. I promise I can uphold a conversation. If you love somebody, if you genuinely cared about someone else, right? If you can't put you first, I think I have to sneeze. Don't do that. I'm trying to say something. If you genuinely care and you don't have the capacity to put part of yourself first over them, if you're not taking care of yourself, you don't really love that person, in my opinion. Because you would obviously do everything you can to ensure that you can be there for that person. And I understand that, a lot of people's argument, immediate argument against that is, you can eat healthy and exercise and do things to help your mental health. You can meditate, you can do all of these things and be hit by a car the next day or get in a car wreck or, have an aneurysm. God, aneurysms are terrifying. But there are a lot, I mean, there are a lot of things that happen or can be prevented. I mean, you're taking such key random instances when there are still a large slew of things that can be prevented and resolved if you just took care of yourself. And I just, heart failure, heart failure kills more people than anybody annually, even with COVID going on, right? That's 13%, 13%, right? 13% of the population dies of heart failure, of cardiovascular, blah, 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 or whatever it is. 0.2%, or 2%, I'm sorry, of the population has died of COVID, but 13% has died, will die of some form of cardiovascular disease, if I'm correct, if I'm doing all that math correctly. I just take care of yourself. I mean, and I understand, I know I started this out, like, by the way, yesterday I was hanging out in the shower eating ice cream. I'm not saying you can't have those moments or that those moments aren't going to happen, and I'm not here trying to proclaim that I'm the world's greatest health advocate. But I do try to do other things to, I generally do watch what I eat. I exercise. One of the big things is, I mean, it was a practice I learned in therapy. It's like every morning to make sure I like wake up, get changed out of my pajamas, even if it is back in, even if it's in today pajamas, to get dressed, brush my teeth, wash my face. Run a comb through my hair, and I make sure to stick to and do those things, even when it's hard. But sometimes I get it. Sometimes you're not gonna win, and sometimes you are going to do unhealthy behavior. But I think overall, you just have to weigh it out. If you're mostly doing or trying to do good things, and that's important, but, and I'm not trying to attack people who are overweight or anything like that, because I know that's hard. I know that's not easy, and it's not fun, or that you can't, and I'm not trying to say that you also can't be happy. it's really frustrating to try to say something, and it's like, I'm not trying to offend or upset anybody, because I'm not. I just, it's hard and it sucks. And sometimes when it's hard and it sucks and you can't do it for yourself, sometimes it's better. You know, if you have a hard time loving yourself, but you have the capacity to love another person, use that love to motivate you. You know, I'm trying to do better for my kids, so I may end up being the worst data, not analyst in the world. And I may suck at that. I might never find a job in that. But then, you know, I just gotta figure out plan B. You know, actually, honestly, that's, I've tried lots of things. I don't know where I'm going with this anymore. And I'm, this is my longest podcast. And I apologize if someone was, okay. All right, well, I'm done. My mouth has barely worked. Nah, nah. Okay, all right, guys. I will post again Tuesday. Should I be doing, like, the dates? Like, it's Ur Day, September 23rd, 2021? Or is that irrelevant? I don't know. Yeah. Reddit, you can find me. It's the King's Kitten. TikTok and Twitter are both the King's Kitten. So, no apostrophe on that. They don't allow that character. So, yeah. Eat ice cream and cake. But be healthy, because those are my two messages. Yeah. Well done. Well done on that. Yeah. Bye, guys.